Nothing at this moment could have given me greater pleasure than the arrival of my father. I stretched out my hand to him and cried, "Are you then safe, and Elizabeth, and Ernest?" My father calmed me with the assurances of their welfare, and endeavoured, by dwelling on these subjects so interesting to my heart, to raise my desponding spirits. But he soon felt that a prison cannot be the abode of cheerfulness. "What a place is this that you inhabit, my son," said he, looking mournfully at the barred windows and wretched appearance of the room. "You travel to seek happiness, but the fatality seems to pursue you, and poor Clerval." The name of my unfortunate and murdered friend was an agitation too great to be endured in my weak state. I shed tears. "Alas! Yes, my father," replied I. "Some destiny of the most horrible kind hangs over me, and I must live to fulfill it, or surely I should have died on the coffin of Henry." We were not allowed to converse for any length of time, for the precarious state of my health rendered every precaution necessary that could ensure tranquillity. Mr. Kirwin came in and insisted that my strength should not be exhausted by too much exertion. But the appearance of my father was to me like that of my good angel, and I gradually recovered my health. As my sickness quitted me, I was absorbed by a gloomy and black melancholy that nothing could dissipate. The image of Clerval was forever before me, ghastly and murdered. More than once the agitation into which these reflections threw me made my friends dread a dangerous relapse. Alas! Why did they preserve so miserable and detested a life? It was surely that I might fulfill my destiny, which is now drawing to a close. Soon, oh, very soon will death extinguish these throbbings and relieve me from the mighty weight of anguish that bears me to the dust. And in executing the award of justice, I shall also sink to rest. Then the appearance of death was distant, although the wish was ever present to my thoughts, and I often sat for hours motionless and speechless, wishing for some mighty revolution that might bury me and my destroyer in its ruins.